What if I told you that the most successful animals in Earth's history, creatures that dominated every continent for 165 million years, owed their empire to pure luck? Picture a thin line of rock in an abandoned Polish quarry. Above it, fossils teem with life. Below it, almost nothing. This boundary marks the Permian-Triassic extinction, 252 million years ago, when Siberian volcanoes unleashed an apocalypse that killed 9 out of every 10 species through acid rain, wildfires, and runaway warming. Yet, in this scorched world, something remarkable happened. Tiny footprints appear in the rock, Protodactylus, tracks of cat-sized creatures walking upright rather than sprawling like lizards. These dinosauromorphs weren't impressive. They weren't destined for greatness. They were simply there when the world reset. By 230 million years ago, these gangly survivors had evolved into true dinosaurs, like Herrerasaurus and Eoraptor in Argentina's Valley of the Moon. Still modest creatures in a world dominated by pig-like dicynodonts and early mammal relatives. For 30 million years after their origin, dinosaurs were evolutionary also-rans. Sites like New Mexico's Hayden Quarry reveal the humbling truth. Dinosaurs comprised only 10-20% of late Triassic ecosystems, vastly outnumbered by their crocodile-line cousins, the Pseudosuchians. These rivals looked remarkably dinosaur-like, bipedal, fast-running, occupying similar ecological roles. Statistical analysis shows Pseudosuchians consistently outperformed dinosaurs in diversity and innovation throughout the Triassic. So, what changed? Another catastrophe. When Pangaea cracked apart 201 million years ago, magma erupted through the fractures in 4 massive pulses over 600,000 years, creating lava flows 3,000 feet thick, covering 3 million square miles. Over 30% of all species vanished. Dinosaurs walked away virtually unscathed, while their Pseudosuchian rivals perished, survivors of a cosmic coin flip when normal evolutionary rules were suspended. The age of dinosaurs didn't begin with a roar. It began with a whimper, in the ashes of someone else's extinction. Stand on Scotland's Isle of Skye and look down. Beneath your feet lie fossilized footprints from 170 million years ago, tracks left by creatures weighing as much as 3 elephants. These were sauropods, evolution's most audacious experiment in size. Building an animal heavier than a Boeing 737 required 5 innovations working in perfect harmony. Long necks for efficient stationary feeding, rapid growth rates transforming hatchlings into giants in 30 to 40 years, bird-like unidirectional lungs extracting oxygen during both inhalation and exhalation, pneumatic bones hollowed by air sacs for lightweight strength, and those same air sacs providing internal cooling. One adaptation and the system collapses. Species like Argentinosaurus exceeded 50 tons, dwarfing anything before or since. Their success lasted 100 million years, testament to an evolutionary assembly so perfect it seems almost designed. Yet it emerged through blind natural selection, one adaptation building upon another until living mountains shook the ground with every step. The Morrison Formation spans 400,000 square miles across 13 states. Mudstones so uranium-rich that dinosaur bones trigger Geiger counters. This geological treasure sparked the Bone Wars, when rival paleontologists Edward Drinker Cope and Othniel Charles Marsh deployed teams that bribed and pillaged their way across the West. Their discovery? Multiple sauropod species coexisted through niche partitioning. The 55-ton Brachiosaurus browsed treetops, while slender Diplodocus vacuumed lower vegetation. This pattern repeated worldwide: China, Eastern Africa, Portugal. Though Pangaea had fragmented, northern continents remained linked by island chains, while southern Gondwana stayed intact. This was Earth's true Jurassic Park, a globally connected hothouse where sauropods reached peak diversity, smaller herbivores prospered in their shadows, and carnivores from massive Torvosaurus to bird ancestor Ornitholestes thrived. Then it gradually ended through cooling temperatures, increasing aridity, and continental drift. By 125 million years ago, familiar species like Brontosaurus had vanished while new forms emerged. In 2010, Chinese workers discovered Pinocchio Rex, joining nearly 20 new Tyrannosaur species that revolutionized our understanding of these predators. The revelation? They were evolutionary late bloomers. The oldest Tyrannosaur, Kyliscus, from 170 million-year-old Siberian rocks, was surprisingly modest, 7 feet long, under 100 pounds, more wolf than monster. For 80 million years, Tyrannosaurs remained bit players, while larger predators like Allosaurus dominated. They spread worldwide and survived environmental changes that eliminated rivals, but never ruled. Around 125 million years ago, something shifted. Cynotyrannus reached 30 feet and over a ton. Eutyrannus proved large tyrannosaurs wore 6-inch feathers. But true giants didn't appear until 84 to 80 million years ago in western North America, after Carcharodontosaurs vanished. Only then did tyrannosaurs with the classic body plan, deep skulls, banana-sized teeth, tiny arms, claim the apex predator throne. For the final 20 million years of the Cretaceous, tyrannosaurs flourished as undisputed rulers. Their dominance came not from inherent superiority, but from patience and opportunity, surviving long enough to inherit the crown when previous rulers fell. At 42 feet long and 7 to 8 tons, T. rex was Earth's largest purely carnivorous land animal. Its 5-foot skull housed over 50 serrated teeth, generating 3,000 pounds of force per tooth, 3 times a lion's bite. This required specialized anatomy, thick peg-like teeth, massive jaw muscles, and a reinforced skull with fused nasal bones. Fossil evidence demolishes the pure scavenger myth. Healed bite marks on prey bones prove survivors existed, while distinctive puncture pole feeding marks show T. rex bit through bones before ripping backward. Though not particularly fast at 10 to 25 miles per hour, it was an effective ambush predator, with bird-like hyper-efficient lungs providing energy bursts. Evidence increasingly suggests pack hunting. Canadian sites yielded over 1,000 bones from at least 12 Albertosaurus individuals preserved together. They lived and died as a group. CAT scans reveal remarkable intelligence, with an encephalization quotient comparable to chimpanzees and enormous olfactory bulbs providing exceptional smell. Most fascinating is T. rex's life cycle. Beginning as pigeon-sized hatchlings, juveniles grew at 1,700 pounds annually, nearly 5 pounds daily. Different ages occupied different ecological niches, reducing competition between generations. T. rex wasn't just a predator, it was a shape-shifting apex carnivore dominating its environment at every life stage. Montana's Hell Creek Badlands preserved the richest late Cretaceous fossils, including the first T. rex discovered in 1902. These ancient floodplains reveal dinosaur evolution's pinnacle. Triceratops herds numbering thousands, Edmontosaurs with sophisticated jaws processing flowering plants, armored Ankylosaurus, and dominant T. rex. Southern continents differed dramatically. Brazil hosted Carcharodontosaurus and Abelosaurids hunting Titanosaurs. Island ecosystems developed unique communities, like Balor bondoc, a stocky raptor with twin sickle claws dominating miniaturized island herbivores. Research revealed most dinosaur groups maintained steady diversity before impact, no gradual decline. Only ceratopsians and duckbills showed decreasing disparity. Fossils from Hell Creek, Spain, Romania, and Brazil tell identical stories. Diverse communities persisted right until impact. Yet within this prosperity, birds, specialized dinosaurs, were quietly evolving. By 150 million years ago, Archaeopteryx possessed both reptilian and avian features. Distinctive bird traits evolved gradually: long 3-toed legs, wishbones for shoulder stability, feathers progressing from insulation to flight tools. Birds coexisted with non-avian dinosaurs for 100 million years, living dinosaurs that would outlast their girth-bound cousins. An asteroid 6 miles wide struck the Yucatan Peninsula at 67,000 miles per hour with the force of a billion nuclear bombs, triggering worldwide wildfires, mega tsunamis, acidified oceans, and years of darkness. 70% of species vanished, including every non-avian dinosaur. Survivors shared key traits. Small mammals burrowed and ate anything. Turtles and crocodiles survived underwater where food chains didn't depend on sunlight. Birds had flight, rapid reproduction, and seed-based diets. Dinosaurs had fatal disadvantages. Large size prevented hiding, specialized diets offered no flexibility, and slow reproduction meant eggs took months to hatch. Within 500,000 years, ecosystems recovered with remarkable mammal diversity, but tyrannosaurs and sauropods were gone forever. After 150 million years of supremacy, billions of dinosaurs woke up confident in their dominance, only to have everything end in a split second. Humans have lasted a mere 300,000 years, yet we assume our dominance is permanent. The thin line of iridium-rich clay marking their extinction whispers an uncomfortable truth. Even the mightiest empires are fragile. The question isn't whether catastrophe will come, it's whether we'll be wise enough to prepare for what we cannot predict.